Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, FERC Rate Setting and Preemption Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On April 19, 2016, the Supreme Court decided Hughes v. Talent Energy Marketing and several consolidated companion cases. The court considered whether Maryland encroached on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's rate-setting power when directing its local electricity distribution companies via a generation order to enter into a fixed-rate contract with an energy provider selected through a bidding process. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit held that Maryland's generation order was preempted by federal law because it effectively set the rates the producer would receive for sales resulting from a regional auction overseen by FERC, and in effect also extended a three-year fixed-price period set under the Federal Power Act to 20 years. The questions before the Supreme Court were, 1. Whether when a seller offers to build generation and sell wholesale power on a fixed-rate contract basis, the Federal Power Act field preempts a state order directing retail utilities to enter into the contract, and 2. Whether FERC's acceptance of an annual regional capacity auction preempts states from requiring retail utilities to contract at fixed rates with sellers who are willing to commit to sell into the auction on a long-term basis. By a vote of 8-0, the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment of the Fourth Circuit. Justice Ginsburg delivered the opinion of the court, holding that Maryland's regulatory program, which disregards an interstate wholesale rate set by FERC, is preempted by the Federal Power Act, which vests in FERC exclusive jurisdiction over interstate wholesale electricity rates. Justice Ginsburg's opinion was joined by the Chief Justice and Justices Kennedy, Breyer, Alito, Sotomayor, and Kagan. Justice Sotomayor filed a concurring opinion. Justice Thomas filed an opinion concurring in part and concurring in the judgment. To discuss the case, we have James Coleman, who is Assistant Professor at University of Calgary Law School. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Coleman.
On April 19th, the Supreme Court issued its decision in Hughes v. Talen Energy Marketing and a consolidated case. The eight members of the court all agreed with the Third and the Fourth Circuits that Maryland and New Jersey's programs to subsidize the development of new natural gas power plants were invalid under the Federal Power Act, because the Federal Power Act puts the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, in charge of regulating wholesale sales of electricity in interstate power markets. This is the Supreme Court's third case in a year on the balance of state and federal authority in regulating competitive electricity and natural gas markets. The Federal Power Act and the Natural Gas Act both give the federal government authority to regulate wholesale markets and give states the authority to regulate retail markets. Retail sales, which the states regulate, are sales of electricity and natural gas to the consumers who actually use power and fuel. Wholesale sales, which FERC regulates, are sales to utilities that turn around and sell power and fuel to the retail users that will ultimately use these commodities. Historically, the Supreme Court has tried to draw what it calls a bright line between wholesale and retail sales so that it is clear whether the states or the federal government is the appropriate regulator. But it's become harder and harder to insist on a bright line as national energy markets have grown more integrated across state lines, and energy policies increasingly focus on national and international issues. The court's two previous energy decisions that led up to this Talen Energy case show how the court has begun to accept a blurred line with overlapping spheres of federal and state authority over energy markets. Last April, in One Oak versus Learjet, the court held that plaintiffs could use state antitrust law to sue natural gas pipeline companies that allegedly manipulated both retail and wholesale prices, even though those wholesale prices are within the federal government's jurisdiction. And then in January, in FERC versus Electric Power Supply Association, the court upheld federal authority to use wholesale markets to encourage retail customers to cut their electricity use through a process known as demand response, even though that retail consumption is within the state's jurisdiction. In both decisions, while blurring the line between federal and state authority, the court omitted its traditional language about trying to draw a bright line between state and federal authority. The new decision in Talen Energy, however, shows that the court's new flexible approach to energy markets jurisdiction has its limits. All the justices agreed that in these consolidated cases, the Federal Power Act invalidated Maryland and New Jersey's efforts to subsidize new natural gas power plants within their states. Maryland's program had forced electric utilities to sign a 20-year contract with these new natural gas power plants that guaranteed the plants a set rate for the electricity that they sold. The contract, which the parties called a contract for differences, let the new plants participate as normal in the power auctions supervised by FERC. These auctions are the normal method for setting wholesale prices in a restructured and competitive electricity market like Maryland's. The auctions allow utilities that serve retail consumers to purchase power at wholesale from power generators. But under Maryland's program, if the auction price fell below the guaranteed price, guaranteed by the contract for differences, then the utilities would have to pay the new power plants the difference between the guaranteed price and the market price to top those power plants up to their guaranteed price. Writing for seven justices, Justice Ginsburg said that Maryland's law was preempted because the Federal Power Act put FERC in charge of determining whether auction prices were just and reasonable, and Maryland's program had the effect of changing the auction price paid by utilities and received by generators. She insisted that even if states' authority over electricity production gives states the power to encourage specific kinds of generation in their state, the states can't manipulate federally regulated electricity auctions to accomplish this goal. The court, however, was eager to emphasize that it was not foreclosing other methods of encouraging production of new or clean generation, including tax incentives, land grants, direct subsidies, construction of state-owned generation facilities, or even re-regulation of the energy sector. Justice Sotomayor added a concurrence to emphasize this point. Instead of insisting on a bright line, she argued that the court should be wary of preemption because, in her view, Congress intended to encourage interplay between state and federal regulation. Justice Thomas concurred in the judgment because he didn't want to join the court's reliance on principles of implied preemption. In his view, there was no need to rely on implied preemption because Maryland was regulating wholesale power sales, and the Federal Power Act gives FERC exclusive authority over those sales. In the end, Talen Energy will stand as a counterweight to the court's decisions in One Oak and Electric Power Supply Association. Together, this trilogy of energy federalism cases demonstrates that the court is willing to allow some overlap between state and federal energy price regulation. But Talen shows that the overlap is not complete. The court will enforce some limits on state intrusion into areas of federal authority. These decisions still leave substantial uncertainty about the contours of federal and state authority over energy markets, but they will undoubtedly shape state and federal energy regulation for years to come.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.